Welcome back to the show. I want to welcome a special guest in the studio. I have a longtime friend, Stephen Burton from Waterproofing Solutions. Welcome, Stephen.
Thanks, Doug. Pleasure to be here, brother.
Hey, I appreciate you taking this great Sunday afternoon to come in and spend it with me.
Well, it's, you know, I always enjoy coming here. It's a way to give back. It's also a way to learn a little something.
All right, so I wanted to have you in because I hear ads all the time on the radio, and I see ads on TV for waterproofing, basement solutions, you know, all kinds of different things, foundation repair.
Right.
And if your industry is much like mine, in my industry, the mortgage industry, the companies that advertise the most are the ones that people need to be aware of. Is that true in the waterproofing industry?
My industry is filled with a lot of franchises. And nothing against a franchise, but it's a limited way of doing business. And if somebody saturates the airwaves, you're going to feel inclined. They're going to be in your mind when you're in that point of sale. So you're really milking that cow pretty hard when you advertise real hard. And how are you going to take care of all those folks? So,
well, not only how are they going to take care of them, but the expense of it. Okay, so in my industry, for the companies that advertise, you know, mass market advertising all the time, that's up to 40 to 50% of their entire budget. All the revenue they bring in, 50% of it has to go out to advertising, which means they have to charge higher prices to the consumer.
You bring a good point up. If your intent is to look good, to send out a great book, to load somebody up with pamphlets, to have a star talk for you on a baseball show, yeah, that's $1 million or better. Guess who has to pay for that? I'm not going to pay for it, but I don't do it.
Right. So the consumer ends up having to pay for it.
Absolutely.
In the end,
absolutely. I mean,
they have to spread that cost out.
And are they getting something better? Really? Are they? I don't know. If it's so good, why do you have to tote it so hard?
Yeah, so much of that's about positioning. And Stephen, I think it's important that we give a little bit of your background because you have an applied missile science degree from when you were in the Air Force.
Yeah.
And you have a minor in cement and concrete products, which
right.
There's so many technical details when it comes to cement, when it comes to foundations and the repair of them. And you always blow me away when we start talking about this. And I know you don't like to be called the expert.
Nope.
You consider yourself more of a student of the industry. Why is that you don't want to be called the expert?
Well, you know, I thought I was.
You are an expert, by the way. But.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. That's very kind of you. But I think you start to lose your learning ability. When I moved back to St. Louis and I discovered this industry, it was on accident. And I was very distressed by what I saw put forward in front of me as to how I was supposed to handle myself in this industry. So I decided, well, this is where I'm going to make my change. And I have.
It's where you decided you wanted to make an impact. And I like what you touched on there is that once you feel like you're the expert, then it's harder to learn because you get more of a fixed mindset instead of a growth mindset.
Right. Well, I was in the fog the first few years. I got so excited. I had such immediate success that I let it go to my head. And I quit leading and I started following. I just did what other people did. I might have been cleaner. I might have been faster. I started kind of to look good.
Well, right, because you got in 1994, so you were in the early 90s. You started in the waterproofing business. And if you were like me, you learned what you know today because of making mistakes.
Right. Well, this town got knocked on its can in 93. Remember the flood?
Oh, yeah.
So I came in. Shockwave after that, people were really, really concerned with this situation and the basements got tweaked. So out of the woodwork comes all of these companies that all sprung up at about that time. I was in the wave with a couple of them. It's how I had to learn, you know?
When you mentioned the franchises earlier, because you came into the business working for one of the,
I did.
Those waterproofing franchises.
Uh-huh, out of New York. Mm-hmm.
So when we look at the franchises, tell me, how do they work, and is there an advantage to using one of them as a consumer or any disadvantages?
Let's just liken it to, you know, Subway. Now, if I, in fact, owned a Subway franchise, I have to do it just the way Subway says. They've established it to work. It's a working program. But if my Jewish friend walks in and I can't make him a sandwich with rye bread because I'm not allowed to have rye bread, that's a problem for me as a sandwich maker. But we're talking about foundations here. If they only have one glue, one epoxy, one pier, one patented process, one Come on. This one size fits all does not work.
It definitely does not work when it comes to foundation repair. There's so many different situations.
So what do? You promote and promote and promote, and you sell and you do everything you can to be as shiny and pretty as you can.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking with Stephen Burton, the owner of Waterproof Solutions. He doesn't like to be called an expert, but I'm going to say an expert in the industry and definitely a student of the waterproofing industry. And you guys do all types of foundation repair. Tell me the kind of the scope when it comes to this section of your business, because you guys do other stuff too with commercial work.
Right. Well, anything from a wall crack, which we're actually revolutionizing that whole industry by doing curtain grouting on the walls. And what is that? Well, we're catching it from the positive side. We have followed the leader for years doing epoxy injections. First, we started out with hydraulic cement. Then we started trying to push epoxy in the wall. Then urethanes became popular. We started to realize these walls are filled with organic material. So my sewer division, I was able to take this technology and bring it over to the residential market so we can curtain grout these cracks from the outside. But, I mean, I can pick your house up and push the wall back into place. I can carbon fiber it and make it strong. I can drain tile it and make it dry, inside or out. But the big thing's managing your property. If the downspouts are away and you've got proper landscaping pitching away and you don't have any concrete pointing at the house, we're in a good place. So there's a lot of things, a lot of observations have to be done before we make a recommendation on how to go about it. And, you know, buyers are going to do different things than sellers. We understand that. We're not silly. I liken it to mud jacking. You know, I won't mud jack anything. Sellers mud jack, buyers don't mud jack, people staying in a house don't mud jack. But they do it for a reason. They're trying to fill a void. Well, there's other ways of going about that too. So,
right. So you guys don't have just that one size fits all solution. You can have a solution for any type of foundation.
That's been the blessing, is taking the commercial world, which my divisions in the commercial areas are very regulated, and this allows me to bring that technology to the home. And we're not afraid to continue to look at what's coming, what's right, and what's a fad.
Well, and actually in the next segment, I know we're actually going to go deep into that topic. So right now, as we're talking about consumers, because I consider you a consumer advocate,
Thank you. You
see all the things that go on in the industry, and you have to come clean up the messes of companies that didn't do a good job, or you also get to see how much people get overcharged for solutions that weren't even necessarily right for them.
That's the problem, misdiagnosis. I mean, anyone decides, Doug, if you decided you wanted to be a waterproofing foundation guy, go get your cards printed out and manage to capture the right insurance, and now you're in my industry.
So when it comes as a consumer, okay, you're a homeowner. What is the number one thing that you think people need to be aware of when it comes to not only their foundation? Okay, so let's talk first about prevention. Okay, what's the biggest thing that a homeowner needs to do to prevent having foundation issues?
Make sure your downspouts are away from the house. Very important.
So leading the water away from your house, from your downspouts for one, but then also the way the water runs through your yard, or just the way
driveways, sidewalks. You know, a lot of times the front porch on a house will start to fail and it'll sink. Well, so what they do is they run out and they start pumping concrete underneath that porch to fill the void. It's called mud jacking. Well, that product now is all sitting on that concrete wall. Doug, did you realize that as concrete stands tall or lays flat, it's very vulnerable? It's like it's 1/10 of the strength of it as you try and compress it. I don't want to go off the deep end, but it's very fragile as it stands tall or lays flat.
Well, and that's where they talk about the hydrostatic pressure,
right,
is where concrete really is vulnerable. So when that water drains down the inside of the foundation, and I have a mechanical engineering degree, so I get, you know, right, I get a little bit of this, but right, I'll say that I am no expert in it. I have to call in you as the expert on my own properties, and you've done it for me even recently.
Well, I mean, the reality of it is that we all have something to give, and this is where I live. I don't put salespeople on the residential side of my business. I have another engineer that looks at things with me. Otherwise, you do not get some sales guy coming to your house hoping that he gets it right. We have peer reviews.
You actually come out personally.
I do. I will visit every job, and the reality of it is we also have a peer review and engineering group for outside people, and we have it all looked over before we ever go out. My men sit in the war room, we call it that. They look at a big flat screen TV. They watch the video of the house that I've made that morning or that afternoon. They get to see the environment they're working in. They get to hear what I want done, why I want it done, how I want it done. And then it's reviewed over by my other managers. We look it over. Then we go out to the house and we perform the tasks. So we treat it very military.
All right. So, Stephen, I want to make sure, because a lot of our listeners right now have a foundation issue right now, or they have a friend or family member that has a foundation issue. And your phone is going to start ringing this week, because if you're in that situation where you need that help and you need that advice, or you even see a crack that's starting, or you want advice around that with your home, reach out to Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions. And I'm going to make sure, Stephen, all your information is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. Look for Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions. So, Stephen, if you have time to stick around, I have more questions, because you talked about the difference in standards between commercial and residential when it comes to foundations and cement works. So we're going to talk about that and more when we return. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.